FDA's anti-MAHA stance on natural thyroid. Patients relying on natural thyroid therapies face renewed uncertainty as agency doubles down on its impending ban. Action alert, the top line. The FDA's March announcement makes clear that natural desiccated thyroid, NDT, is not eligible for compounding, escalating the threat to patient access. The agency plans to issue formal compliance guidance by August 2026, giving a clearer timeline for enforcement. The FDA's reasoning is scientifically and legally inconsistent and is advancing a strategy to protect access through regulatory, legal, and legislative pathways. In a late March statement, the FDA doubled down on its plans to restrict access to natural thyroid treatments. This includes commercial products like Armour Thyroid as well as compounded NDT medicines. The move is a blatant betrayal of the Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, movement that will leave millions of patients who rely on NDT in the lurch. The FDA's position is that NDT products are biologics, not drugs, under the Public Health Service Act, and thus require an approved biologics license application, blah. No commercial NDT products are currently marketed under an approved BLA. By law, biologics cannot be compounded by traditional compounding pharmacies. The FDA has indicated it intends to issue formal compliance guidance by August 2026. We must band together to protect patient access to compounded NDT, a direct threat to compounded care. As we noted last year, FDA Commissioner Macri provided positive signals for FDA approval of a commercial NDT product, pending clinical trial results. But even if some commercial NDT products eventually win FDA approval, compounded thyroid therapies are still on the chopping block. For many patients, compounded NDT is essential. Thyroid disorders are highly individualized, and patients often require customized dosing, specific T3/T4 ratios, and / or alternative delivery forms. These needs cannot be met by one-size-fits-all, mass-produced drugs should they ever get approved. If the FDA's position stands, practitioners will lose the ability to tailor care, and patients who do not respond well to synthetic drugs will be left without viable options. FDA's biologics argument and a key inconsistency. The FDA's classification of NDT as a biologic rests in part on the presence of thyroglobulin, a protein found in animal thyroid tissue used to make NDT. But this argument raises serious questions. In desiccated thyroid products, thyroglobulin is an inactive component. The primary therapeutic agents, typically standardized in specific ratios, are actually the thyroid hormones thyroxine, T4, and triiodothyronine, T3. Natural porcine or bovine NDT typically also contains small amounts of monoiodotheronine T1, diiodotheronine T2, and traces of reverse T3. The FDA's own guidance has previously acknowledged that a product containing a protein only as an inactive ingredient is not considered a protein for purposes of biologic classification. By asserting that the mere presence of thyroglobulin makes NDT a biologic, the agency is departing from its own precedent. These and other arguments were raised in a citizen petition filed by the Alliance for Pharmacy Compounding, a trade group for compounding pharmacists. NUSA's strategy, a path forward. In response to this dire threat to patient autonomy, NUSA has developed a comprehensive advocacy strategy outlined in a position paper we released in September 2025. The basic contours of the plan are as follows. Short term, press the FDA and HHS to reclassify NDT as a drug, restoring legal pathways for compounding. Medium term, secure enforcement discretion for high-quality, GMP-manufactured NDT products. Long term, advance federal legislation creating a durable carve-out to protect both compounded and commercial thyroid therapies. We believe this plan provides the best chance to retain access to compounded NDT. The bigger picture. The threat to compounded thyroid treatments is part and parcel of a broader regulatory trend in which the FDA increasingly applies drug, or biologic, frameworks to natural and individualized therapies, regardless of their long history of safe use. The result is a system that limits physician flexibility, reduces patient choice, and favors standardized, patentable products. For patients with individualized needs, these constraints can have real and lasting health consequences. What comes next? With formal FDA guidance expected by August 2026, the window to influence policy is narrowing. With your help, NUSA will continue to apply grassroots pressure on decision makers to make compounded NDT available to patients.